This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are glad to have you guys with us today. Lots of fun to talk about. We're going to be talking a little bit about that century mark win on the Elite Series Bass Tournament Circuit. Amazing, and I know the kid, amazing kid who did it, and pretty much outstanding if you ever had a chance to watch it. How to pick spinner baits is another one coming up, Don. And, of course, I always love to bring up a catfish story or two when you're right in the house. You like that?
I do.
Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Ashkenam Resort on Ash River in northern Minnesota is a destination you're looking for. Ashkenam offers everything for the angler or family vacation with access to Lake Cabotogama, Namekin Lake, and the gateway to Voyageurs National Park. Thousands of acres of clean, refreshing water all available to you. This is your destination for your next fishing trip or family vacation. Check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Do I need to say walleyes, northern pike, and crappies?
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good to see you, Donald.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Ava?
Always good to be here.
Happy mama?
Yeah. Not yet.
Getting close.
Well, getting awfully close, yeah.
You're getting there. Got a couple hanging out waiting to jump into the world.
Yes.
That's awesome.
LaRue 2.
Exactly. Oh, wow. She just came up with that. Pretty inventive, I have to admit. So, Don, you been out fishing lately?
You know, I haven't.
That sucks.
I know it. I just haven't. I'm planning a trip here next month. Try to go north of the border again. We'll do it by air this time.
Well, I know I've got some buddies up Lake of the Woods. That's on fire right now. Literally, it's unbelievable.
Right. You know, I did talk to an outfitter that has a camp just into Canada. You literally have to go on a boat portage to get there. You've been in that water in Loon Lake.
Yep.
And it has really caused a problem for the camp. Not so much the camp, but getting there, the high water has literally washed out the boat portage. So that all has to be rebuilt. The docks.
So to give people an idea of a boat portage, what we're talking about here is a rail or a wheel system that works where you drive your boat up onto this piece. It's like a trailer. And once it's on, you power up as it starts to move, and then it settles onto this trailer, and it pulls you up over a landmass area. And then, of course, the ropes running underneath it also slow it down from going back down into the water. You go down back into the water bow first, and you continue on your way. So it's a shuttle kind of thing going on. But they are very susceptible if they have high water scenarios because they're reliant on the established tracks, et cetera, that are there, and that's a big problem.
Right. Well, and the water's still up.
Yep.
You know, it hasn't
receded
any, and I'm concerned because I'm planning to go back up there in September again, and I'm hoping that the water has receded by that point, but it doesn't look like it's going to be the case.
Yeah, that whole watershed's a real issue.
There's a lot of water up there. Wow.
think of the woods, etc.
We're talking 5 feet higher than normal.
I know.
It's a lot of water on a body of water that size.
Talking with Chris Granrud, you're talking to docks. They put a drum full of water in a dock, and then the drum's underwater. They have to add rocks on top of the drums to keep the drums on
the outfitter I was at, he was putting all of his spare boats on top of the dock, filling the boat full of water. And then the boat floated away, so then they put a 1,000-gallon tank inside the boat and filled that up with water. Now, that was holding it down when I left. But it's going to be such a mess to clean back up and then try to run your operation at the same time, dealing with all these issues. So
not good.
Nope.
Well, you know, one of the things that all of us encounter, not so much are rail portages, but we all have to deal with boat ramps. We all have to deal with traffic. And, of course, we're in the heat of the summer. Everybody wants to go out on a weekend. And you end up in a scenario where suddenly you've got some jam-ups at the launch ramps. And I will say this. About a week ago, I encountered probably one of the most frustrating experiences of my life.
Really?
At a ramp.
Tell me more.
We had people that were parking on the entrance to this launch ramp, on the entryway. So they're parking on the side. So you barely had enough room to make it around a corner to get the boat launched. Well, then I attempt to launch the boat. I'm pulling the boat around. This is the launch part. Pull the boat around, get all the straps off. Everything's ready to go. I'm launching alone. My rope is ready to go. I'm putting my rope out. Everything's good. There's two or three behind me. I'm ready to rock and roll. Somebody decides that they're going to put their boat. Now, there's two ramps side by side. They pull both their boats up. There's room on both outsides of the ramp to park their boat. They park their boat
right
on
the
ramp side, close up. And then the other side, they did the same thing. Then they also tied up three kayaks on the inside as well in the launch ramp area. Entertainment value. I can't launch my boat. I have to wait till somebody else comes down, but nobody else can make it down because there's two other boats behind me waiting. Nobody could do anything. I can't go in the water. I have no access. The other guys can't get out of the way because they have no access. And the guy comes down with his trailer thinking he's going to go put his boat in the water or pull his boat out now that he's blocking. We can't do anything.
Well, somebody's going to have to move.
Eventually, I got out of my car and went to the guy with the trailer, and I said, you do realize that you shouldn't park your boat there. And he went, why not? I'm next in line. I said, no, you're not. And it proceeded to go where finally the other gentleman that were there said, you need to move your boat. Now, we can't launch. We'll launch. You then have access. So be aware of what's going on. Think ahead. Don't cause a problem at the ramp. It's simple for everybody. And it doesn't have to be a difficult scenario.
Get your boat ready way before you get to the ramp.
And if you're launching, do not put your boat in where the ramp is and put it tight to the dock. It's pretty simple. Pretty simple. Well, stay tuned, guys. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk a little bit about the Elite Series win, a century win. If you don't know what that is, I'll clue you in when we come back.